Well, no, it was a cobra meeting, Ren. I really cannot stress enough how inappropriate such a dynamic acronym... Oh, it was hopelessly tedious. Wilson actually fell asleep. Oh, you know what the PM's like. Everything has to be explained to her as if she was a small child. And all she really cares about is if it's going to have any impact on Brexit. I'm not sure. Traffic's heavy coming up to Blackfriars. ETA, Danvers.
In this traffic, might be another half an hour, sir.
Half an hour, says Danvers, which means about 20 minutes. Danvers, what is it?
Can't see, sir. I'm going to try and get us off.
Miranda, we're shaking quite violently. Get onto the monitoring stations and find out if...
Brace, please, sir.
Brace what? Miranda, it's an earthquake. The whole street is opening up.
Brace!
Mythos by Julian Simpson. Episode 3, Albion.
Come on, then. Where's the boss?
Me to feed the poor!
Robin Hood, I presume.
Me talking!
Wow. You do not look at all like Kevin Costner. So what's the deal? The merry men here are all woodland spirits, but yeah, we guess that much. But you're not a woodland spirit, are you? You're... Oh my God, you're a troll. No, you see, it's funny. We thought the report had come from an online troll, but I know you don't know what that is, do you? So that probably isn't as funny to you. All right, guys, here's the thing. Mythological creatures or not, you can't be attacking wealthy tourists anymore. This is the 21st century. You can't eat me, Robin. I'm a ghost. No sustenance to be had, I'm afraid. I'm here to tell you to lay off. Are we clear? That goes for all of you.
You dare
what?
To enter these woods.
You made me jump.
And speak to the hood like this.
And who might you be?
I'm Alan Adale.
Ah, you see, in my mind, you're a chicken with a guitar.
I am the voice.
Or a lute. I suppose it's a lute.
I am the voice of the forest.
Okay, good. You seem more articulate than the big man there. Did you get what I was saying?
This is a place of death.
I'm no fan of the countryside either, mate, but there's a tourist industry in these parts that doesn't want its customers being eaten.
Filthy foreigners.
So all that rob the rich to feed the poor stuff was just thinly disguised xenophobia with a dash of actual cannibalism, was it?
Coming here was a fatal mistake.
Yeah, but for who? Oh, seriously?
Sorry.
I'm about to do that. I'm not trapped here with you, you're trapped here with me thing. You meant to have your phone on silent.
It is on silent, except the calls from work.
Well, you might as well answer it now. We'll wait. Sorry, Alan. One minute.
Get the other one!
No, they can't. They're stuck inside the circle. It was meant to be a surprise. I was building up to it. That's Hermione Parker back there. She's a Chaos Witch and she's enchanted this clearing as a trap so I could lead you all in and you'd think you'd got me cornered when in actual fact... Well, you get the picture. It's not as good a reveal now.
You're in here with us.
Oh, no. There's a bit more to the plan, which...
Mary!
Yeah?
We've got to go!
Oh, you're kidding!
Briefing in 1 hour with Miranda Hyde. She says to tell you it's an Ibernian Ultra event.
Oh, this is no fun now. All right, Alan, Robin.
Kill them!
Yeah, they can't move. That was the big reveal I was building to, but... So, can I trust you not to stop murdering people?
We really don't have time to negotiate a truce, Mary.
This is Robin Hood, though.
This is?
No, that's Alan Adale. Alan, Hermione Parker, Hermione, Alan.
The chicken?
That's what I said!
We will feast on your guts!
Which one's Robin?
The big fella.
Oh, my God, really?
I think he's a troll.
Oh, cool. No, but we don't have time for this now.
No, fair enough. Sorry, guys. Do you think...
In the name of the Lady Men of Kolgaia and Terra and in her Saga Parvati and Pachamama, I send your spirits back into Mother Earth and bind you to her for eternity, that you may know only her warmth and never again breathe the air or turn your faces to the sky.
Sounds like turn your faces to this guy.
Oh, yeah, I know. And it's such a mouthful. It's all a bit woo-woo. It's earth magic. I think you're switching again.
What to?
Well, I've been reading the Modesty Blaze books recently, so I've worked out a system based on that.
Another name change?
I'm not sure that modesty really suits me. Giving the briefing.
Maybe they want it to be extra scary.
Bit busy, isn't it?
It's an Ibernian Ultra meeting. That means everyone. Where are we heading, Jeff?
First floor. I've had the wards lifted for you.
Thank you, Jeff. That outfit is a big improvement on all that floaty, earth-toned hippie nonsense.
Isn't it? All the leather's chafing a little bit, though.
I'm surprised you're not creaking and squeaking more.
Oh, I've enchanted it for stealth. And, see this.
What is that?
Modesty calls it a Congo. It's a little handheld club used for fighting. I'm not much at hand-to-hand combat, so I've charmed this with a bit of secret agent magic, so it's kind of like an occult James Bond gadget.
Cool.
Yeah. I think this is a better fit for me than the hippie thing.
And what am I expecting from the personality?
Well, pretty warm, chatty and friendly in these kind of conditions. Quite competitive, but in a good-natured way on the surface. And then there's a steely determination thing that's going on underneath. It's rooted in a kind of cold, murderous inner rage at previous injustices, which only really shows itself in life or death situations.
Oh, that sounds manageable.
Yeah. This personality is quite reliant on the idea of partnership. I mean, I can act alone, no problem, but there's more of a team thing going on.
Suits me.
That's not to say there won't be conflict. I can get pretty bossy when we're up against it.
Oh, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I think the only thing that's worth being aware of...
Yeah?
This archetype draws fairly heavily on the magical ecology, so there may be a price to pay for that.
What kind of price?
Well, the presence of the Modesty Blaze personality has the potential to draw out an equal and opposite.
A supervillain?
No, not super. But formidable, and often formidable within a similar skill set.
So beware of men stroking cats.
Yes, men stroking cats are also master swordsmen or marksmen, etc.
Marksmen?
Yes, I put in a request to draw a firearm. It's an essential totem for this identity.
Close the doors, please. This is an Ibernian Ultra meeting. No notes are to be taken. Nothing that is said in here is to be discussed outside of this room. Anyone found to be in contravention of these rules will be subject to a complete memory wipe and permanent incarceration in a secure mental health facility.
Where's Johnson? I don't see him. That's what has me worried.
Approximately 10:23 this morning, a sinkhole opened up underneath the Blackfriars area on the edge of the City of London. To the world at large, this is a freak geological event. That is the official version and will remain so. However, this hole has opened up at the exact point of convergence of the country's oldest ley lines. This is an Albion event.
Oh, good.
The past is very literally crawling up out of the ground and it wants to chop all our heads off. Last time this happened was in Silvertown in 1917 and we had to bomb the site and pass it off as a factory explosion. The option of bombing the City of London is not being taken off the table. Ladies and gentlemen, we're all hands on deck. Report to your team leaders for specific briefings and equipment lists and up. Yeah, our taxis are here. Wheels up in 30 minutes. Albion briefings will be on your smartphones along with team movement orders and relevant board updates. Red team, report to Major Warrington at the armory.
Red team? She's already got her contingency underway.
Lair, Parker, with me.
Oh, what have we done?
As always, it's what we're going to do.
Howard Sherwood Forest.
Yeah, it's dealt with. In case you're a fan of Robin Hood, I need to tell you, he's a giant.
Will I see an action report before I die of old age?
I'm sure you will.
Where's Johnson?
That's why we're here.
Astute of you. Johnson was on his way back from a Cobra meeting when the Blackfriars crater opened up. We believe his car went into it.
So this is a rescue mission?
There's a detail I left out of the briefing. This. 23 minutes after the event, one of the numbers stations we used for coded shortwave broadcasts was compromised.
Compromised how?
Someone jammed the frequency and started broadcasting their own message.
This is Albion. This is the day. This is Albion. This is the day.
It goes on like that for exactly 7 minutes, and then the regular broadcast comes back in.
And it's definitely Johnson.
Voice match confirms it.
He's being held hostage.
Yes, however, this is an Albion event, classified Hibernian Ultra.
No hostage rescue.
Our directive is to contain the event and seal the breach. Anyone inside is to be considered deceased, or worse. Which is why I'm putting you both on a charge.
A charge of what?
Failure to attend an Hibernian Ultra briefing.
What? We were there.
You were absent. Apparently still tied up with your Sherwood Forest shenanigans.
People saw us.
No, they didn't.
Or at least they don't remember seeing you.
You mesmerised the entire department.
I have a certain latitude when enacting emergency measures.
So we weren't at the briefing, and we're not here.
Oh, which means we're not under orders and are free to try to rescue Johnson.
I wouldn't know what you're up to. As far as I'm concerned, you're still battling the Merry Men, and you failed to respond to a mandatory departmental summons.
How long do we have?
We'll attempt containment. If that fails, Red Team will be given the go-ahead to sterilise the site.
We need transport.
There are 2 seats on the first chopper out. As long as you don't talk to anyone, no one will remember you were on board.
I need a gun.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm building a new personality. The gun is an essential totem.
You're not firearm certified.
I'm going to be running a ballistic serendipity charm. The same one Elvis used to kill Kennedy.
Lucky bullet.
Give her the gun, Miranda. This version of Parker is going to be exactly what we need in this situation.
Fine, collect the gun. Get on the chopper. There's going to be no communication. Whether you succeed or fail, you were never there.
Eyes down, head towards the back like you know where you're going.
Which I don't.
Then act like I do.
It didn't sound like a bomb, Dolores.
I've heard a lot of bombs in my time.
You bring me to the nicest places.
Okay. Somewhere around here. Read about it. There. We need to move this table.
A trap door.
Yep. I wasn't expecting it to be padlocked.
Oh, that's okay. I can pick locks now.
You can time me if you...
No, no need. What is that smell?
You wanted a way to get in undetected. This is the Fleet River. It runs all the way from Hampstead down to the Thames and it goes right through the event site.
And the smell is?
It's a lost river. Hundreds of years ago, the Smithfield butchers used to throw carcasses into it. More recently, it's been kind of mostly used as a
sewer.
It's our way in. Albion's forces, whatever they are going to be concentrating their attention on our guys up above, which means no one's looking in this direction.
Fine. I'll go first. Stay behind me.
With pleasure.
About this place.
When I first came to London, it was a proper river. There were docks all along and a bridge that joined Fleet Street to St Paul's. It was horrible even then, to be honest.
But this was never a sacred river.
Not as far as I know.
So why is this the site of an Albion event? Why did the ley lines converge here?
Oh, no, don't get me started on ley lines. I've seen some properly odd stuff in my time, but even I think ley lines are a load of bollocks.
Yeah, but there must be some significance to the location.
I think we're about to find out.
Back against the wall.
They can't get rid of her. Rome's not going to allow it.
Well, but there's talk he's going to get rid of Wolsey and set up his own church.
Oh, cultural collective memory. All we seem to know about the reign of Henry VIII in this country is the divorces and the beheadings.
So these guys are Tudors?
Well, there's some idiot's idea of Tudors.
Okay. Wait here.
You can't just go making up your own church.
You can if you're king.
What's God going to say?
Well, he picked Henry, didn't he? Divine right of kings, mate. He's got no one to blame but himself.
It's actually a bit more complicated than that.
What's it then?
It doesn't mean God picked him.
It means he derives his authority to rule from God, i.e. it's God, then Henry, with no Pope in between.
Oh, in the name of...
Clear. It's one thing for the past to be trying to destroy the present, but it's not even the real past. It's always some simplistic notion of history.
So this Albion event is actually a creation of the collective subconscious of the present-day population?
Yeah. England is obsessed with this ill-informed nostalgia. This stuff doesn't happen in countries that are actually moving forward and getting on with things. And if the zeitgeist is going to conjure these kind of suicidal events, it would be great if they weren't all based on some dimly remembered GCSE history.
Wow. What is this?
Let me check the GPS.
Must be the event site.
Bottom of the hole. Yeah. We're at Bridewell.
What, as in the old prison?
Well, actually, Bridewell's been lots of things. It was a palace, then a place for orphans, then a prison. By the look of it, this is all of them at once.
The collective unconscious again.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like some vague consensus of what Bridewell was. But it's definitely the origin point of the event.
Which means Johnson is here somewhere.
It's not old enough.
What do you mean?
For an Albion event. This is roughly Tudor. Okay, Bridewell Palace belonged to Henry VIII. Albion events go back to prehistory.
So you're saying this isn't one?
You heard the recording. He thinks it's an Albion event. Don't know what was here before...
Before what? Mary?
I have a man holding a knife to my throat.
Oh, yeah, you do. Don't move.
Wasn't going to.
Although he probably can't actually kill you, can he?
No, but the two guys with bows and arrows over there look like they mean you some harm.
Yeah.
Can you get us out of this?
No, not right now, but I wouldn't worry, because getting captured at this point in the proceedings is par for the course with the Modesty Blaze archetype.
Okay. Good to know it's all going according to plan.
Yes, yeah. So, normally, someone would hit me on the head with something heavy and knock me...
Parker, can you hear me? Wake up.
What have we got here? A couple more whores.
Mate, I'd be really careful throwing words like that around.
Quiet, wench.
Wench now?
This is a correction house for disorderly women.
Oh, it's that Bridewell now, is it? Trust me, you haven't seen disorderly yet. Take me to your leader.
I am Warden Godfrey. I am in charge here.
All right, Godders. Well, I think my friend here needs medical attention, and I'd like to speak with Albion.
You'll stay here on half rations until you learn your place, slattern.
Come on, wake up. We're getting out of here.
He called you slattern.
You're awake.
Yeah, I've been awake the whole time. Doesn't hurt to let them think I'm out of commission.
All right, so we're locked up in Bridewell Palace at the point in time when Edward VI had given it to the City of London as an orphanage and a correctional facility for wayward women.
Oh, well, that's us.
I know, right? So what's your plan to get us out of here?
No plan yet.
OK.
Being held captive is important. I learn things here which I can use to defeat the bad guy later on.
OK, what are we learning?
Mary, is that you?
Hello?
Mary?
Yes, sir. We're here to rescue you.
This is an Albion event. It should have been classified Ebonian Ultra.
Yes, well, Miranda Hyde gave us a loophole, but... Look, we don't have much time.
Who's us?
Parker's here.
Ah, good. Where is she?
She's right here.
In the cell.
Hello?
You're both locked up. How is this a rescue attempt?
It's all in hand, sir.
Where's Albion?
I've no idea.
But you've seen him?
Well, not exactly.
We heard the broadcast he made you send.
Yes.
What does it mean?
You have to get out of here. You have to stop Miranda activating Red Team. That's what he wants.
We're not going anywhere without you.
Mary...
If we're going, you're going.
It's okay. I have a plan.
1 minute, sir.
Black Death is a thing at this time, right?
Yeah.
Get the guard's attention. Tell him I'm ill. There's some dirt in the corner of the cell there. If I eat it, it'll make me sick
and that should sell the idea. Once a guard is in here, he's going to approach you, so I need you to get behind him and block his passage to the door. Once he stops moving, call out to distract him, and I'll punch him in the throat. That'll stop him crying out. Then I'll drop him, we can take his keys and his clothes. One of us can then disguise ourselves.
Can I stop you there? I'm a ghost, babes. I drop my wards and I can walk right through the door and open it from the outside.
Huh. And if they see you?
If some 16th century half-wits see the ghost of a French nun in the corridor. Messy pants, some screaming and a lot of running the other way, I should think.
Could work.
I think. Hang tight, sir. You'll be out of there in a minute.
Hang tight.
But it's not just a system of belief, is it? Our whole society is arranged around the rules and tenets of a particular religious institution, always has been.
Since the Druids.
Well,
yeah,
the Druids, but I'm saying you can't just chuck away a societal hierarchy that's existed for hundreds of years just because you want to
What? You all right? You look like you've seen a Oh, my Lord.
Leave me.
All clear.
For the moment.
Back in a sec.
Where are you going?
To let everyone else out.
What? No!
You have to. It's part of this personality construct. Free the innocent. Create chaos.
All right, lots of wayward women running around. I'm okay with that.
Mary.
Are you okay? Did they hurt you?
Cuts and bruises from when the car fell into the hole. Other than that, I'm fine. We have to get out of here.
Working on that. Do we know where we're going?
I don't like this.
What specifically?
All those cells are empty. We're the only people here.
Really?
Why is that an issue?
Because this isn't right, sir. This is a simulation of Bridewell Prison in the time of Edward VI.
Right.
That's not an Albion event, is it? Albion's way older than that. Whatever this is, it's masking the real event.
And I think it's an illusion just for us, seeing as we're the only people affected by it.
So it could be a trap?
I don't think so. I think it's too easy to get out of. I think it's a distraction.
Whatever it is, we need to get hold of Miranda Hyde and warn him.
Okay, what are we warning her about? You said that Albion wants her to execute Red Team Protocol.
Well, that's my understanding. I have no idea why, but our last line of defence appears to be the thing Albion is waiting for.
Do you know the way out of here?
Well, I dropped in from a great height, so I was rather hoping we could leave the way you came in. Poor Danvers. He didn't survive the fall, I'm afraid.
Okay, I can hear the river that way. Stick close to me, sir. Mary, keep an eye behind us. We're going to move fast and quiet.
This is disgusting. I can't imagine how Marjorie is ever going to get these shoes clean.
So much to unpack in just that one sentence.
This is bothering me.
What is?
The ease of our escape.
You think they might have a tractor beam?
What's the point of all of this?
I'm working on that.
And where's the champion?
I'm sorry?
Oh, part of this personality I've constructed, sir. Usually by this point in the story, this persona should have encountered an adversary with formidable powers.
Or a bowler hat with a metal brim.
Ah, I see.
We've only come across a couple of hapless guards.
Well, I hate to say it, Age, but maybe this one isn't all about you.
But it is. It has to be. I'm the lead.
Whoa there! Oh, I hate to break it to you, but I'm Mary Lair. You're the girl wonder, babes. You're the sidekick.
No, we sneaked into the villain's lair, we got captured, rescued a hostage. This is my story.
All right, so where's Blofeld?
This is my point. Here we go.
This ladder?
Yes, sir. It goes up into the basement of a pub in Fleet Street. Once we're up there, we should be able to get a signal and call Miranda.
Mary, go first. I'll stand guard. After you, sir.
Good work today, Parker.
Thank you, sir.
And I wouldn't worry too much about your character's story. It turns out you did meet your arch nemesis, after all. I was expecting more of a fight.
It's all clear up here. Here, sir, give me your hand.
Parker!
She said she wanted to check something out. She'll catch us up. Is it this way?
No, I'll lead the way.
It's all right, Mary. I can walk through a door.
I realise you can walk through a door, sir, but...
But you can't.
What is this?
It's a spectral ward. A door that even you can't walk through, Mary. You're getting off a lot more likely than poor Parker down there.
What's going on?
Change of plan. Well, not really a change of my plan. I needed to get out of there in such a way as to not arouse Miranda's suspicions. I knew she'd send someone in to get me, so I created a jail and sat and waited for you to show up. Now you've kindly got me out, I shall tell Miranda you were brave to the last, but that, unfortunately, neither of you made it out alive. I'll say you died to save me, which will be partly true at least. I'm sure there'll be medals and nice things said at your funerals. Or there would be. But once I'm back in command, I shall be detonating a very large bomb inside that crater, and the resulting energy ripples along the sacred lines will... Well, let's just say we'll be turning the clock back quite a long way today.
You're the arch-villain, and we just let you out? We got Rickmund!
This is Albion. This is the day.
H? Are you there? Oh, God. Can you hear me? Are you doing that thing of pretending to be out cold in case anyone is watching?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. It's expedient.
No one's here.
Johnson is the traitor.
Yeah, I got that far.
I don't think he's the real Johnson. Unless Johnson is a lot more physically capable than
It's him. But I think he's possessed.
By Albie?
Yeah, whatever that actually is.
We have to tell Miranda.
Well, we can't get out that way. He's warded the door.
Further upriver, then. There must be more basements. Oh. Do you hear that?
What is it?
Oh. It's water.
What? From where?
Grab hold of me. Deep breath. That's still the Fleet River.
I thought that flowed into the Thames.
Yes, the Thames is down there at the bottom of the hill.
And London?
Not here.
Not here?
Not here yet.
Oh, no.
I know, right?
No, no, not again. Can we not just for once stay in a time period?
Nature of the beast, mate.
So this is going to be where Albion is. Ground zero for whatever is happening in the present day.
I think this is Albion. Old England.
And this somehow possessed Johnson.
It's kind of a natural vessel for it, isn't it? This whole place is like Johnson's dreamland. And did those feet in ancient time walk these mountains green?
Well, it's not very mountainous.
Yeah, I don't think Blake got out much. Johnson wants to detonate a bomb inside the crater back in 2018. He thinks the resulting energy will somehow transfer along ley lines.
Wait, he told you all this?
I know, he just laid out his whole plan.
Ah!
What?
Yes, it's the secret agent storyline playing out. He thought he'd won, so he told you the plans. Classic mistake. So, ideas for how to get back to 2018?
We don't.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Whatever caused this is here, so we're going to find it, and you're going to kick its teeth in.
I think it's found us. There's no danger this is a trick of perspective, is there?
No, I'm afraid not. That's definitely a giant.
know as soon as Red Team have the payload in position and get me a sit rep on Blue Team.
We have a video link to the drone Yellow Team dropped down into the crater.
Patch it through.
What is that? Are those people? There are people down there in medieval costumes.
I'm not sure they're costumes as such.
Miss Hyde, there's someone here too.
Hello, Miranda.
Sir, how are you?
I had some help getting out.
Well, are you okay? Get medics in here.
No, they'll be needed elsewhere. I'm fine. A little shaken, but...
Lair and Parker?
They didn't make it. It's very bad down there. The worst we've come up against, I'm afraid. I'm assuming command of the situation.
Of course.
We're a red team.
They're en route with a payload, but...
Nuclear?
No, conventional. Mm-hmm. We can't... This is the City of London. Even a conventional payload has to be a last resort.
We're beyond last resorts, Miranda. Inform number 10 of a new event designation. Zinnober Nemesis.
Zinnober?
This is what we all hoped never to face in our lifetimes. Under a Zinnober Nemesis classification, the head of the department immediately supersedes the authority of the Prime Minister and the Monarch. I am now Defender of the Realm. This location is outside the designated hot zone?
It is, sir.
Good. Instruct Red Team to prepare a nuclear payload.
I'm not sure about kicking its teeth in.
No, I think it's time to open up your bag of tricks.
Okay, what am I looking for? Magic beans?
It's not a fairy tale.
Okay.
That's Gogmagot, the Albion. According to Geoffrey of Monmouth, he was the last of the giants that lived in Britain before men got here.
Okay, that's interesting and unlikely, but not helpful. I think he can smell us.
According to legend, Gogmagot the Albion still sleeps beneath London.
Okay, I think if there was an enormous giant sleeping beneath London, we'd...
Yeah, no, it's absurd.
It's real, isn't it?
Might be.
And Johnson wants to wake it up.
I suppose a giant bomb going off will get its attention.
No, it's the ley lines.
Oh, you stop.
All those ley lines converging on that one point. It must be where Gogmagot is sleeping. The lines convey energy. It's a defibrillator. You detonate the nuke, the energy runs down the power lines and jumpstarts the big fella here.
So actually, a nuclear explosion in the heart of London is only the second most destructive thing Johnson has planned for today.
Except it's not really Johnson, is it?
It's Albion.
And Albion's not the giant, because...
Because the giant is still here, not there.
And because the giant, without wishing to judge from appearances, doesn't seem smart enough to have come up with this plan.
I think Albion is an idea, not a person.
Okay.
An infectious notion. I've dealt with that before.
Great. How?
Well, in that instance, there was someone who had brought the idea back into existence, so I just sent that person outside of time.
As you do.
This idea of Englishness, the folklore, the attitude, it's a cultural thing. It's not down to one person.
You mentioned Geoffrey of Monmouth.
Yeah, he was an idiot. And if I could go back to the 12th century and kick him in the nuts, I would. But he's only part of the problem. The giant here, the ropey Tudor history that was going on in Bridewell, this is part of the national subconscious.
How do you battle that? Good question. Is it one with a quick answer?
Hardly.
Only I think the giant has just spotted us.
Sir, I consider this measure to be unacceptably extreme.
Duly noted.
I need it to be more than noted, sir. I need you to listen to me.
I have invoked Zinnober Nemesis, Miranda. That means I don't have to listen to anyone.
You're about to drop a nuclear bomb on the City of London.
I'm aware.
The loss of life will be...
Nothing compared to the alternative.
We only have your word for that. None of us has seen
you. You only need my word for that.
Red team of 45 seconds out, sir.
Director Johnson, under the protocols laid out in the 1972 Accord, I am countermanding your...
Place Ms. Hyde in custody immediately.
Sir?
According to Article 7, subsection...
I said get her out of here.
Who, sir?
Very clever, Miranda. You've clouded their minds.
You're not thinking straight.
25 seconds on Red Team.
That's not even enough time to read out the rules you think I'm breaking, is it?
This can't be happening.
It very much is.
A city that has stood for thousands of years.
10 seconds.
Release the payload immediately. Red team are on target.
You're going to kill hundreds of thousands of people.
5 seconds.
Oh, I'm going to kill a lot more than that.
2, 1. Payload away.
This
here.
You beat it by disbelieving it.
Easy for you to say. It can't hurt you.
It can't hurt anyone.
Then why are you running?
In case I'm wrong, I'd rather disbelieve it from a safe distance.
I've got a better idea.
Bullets aren't going to hurt it.
I shoot things. That's what I do now. I shoot them or I hit them.
Neither of these are good options.
Then what?
I need to think.
Oh, shut up!
How did that work?
I don't know. I suppose if he's a figment of my imagination, and I
believe
that...
Could have done it a little earlier.
Well, no, because I didn't...
Why is the ground still shaking?
That's a good question. And there's only one answer, and I don't like it.
Johnson detonated the bomb.
Massive energy flow through these bloody ley lines.
So we lost.
We don't lose.
We
thinking. Sorry. Okay. We can use this energy to move up the time stream.
You want to go forward?
Yeah.
To kill Johnson.
Tempting, but too late. We need to go into the future, to before Gogmagot here existed.
In the future?
Trust me. And this way you get to shoot something. Take my hand and try not to be sick.
What have you done?
The sleeper has awoken. Rise, the Albion. Reclaim your world.
Where are we?
Bridewell. Frankly, I'm getting sick of the place.
And when are we?
12th century. It's hard to be specific, but I'm hoping we're in time. This way. Mind
what you're stepping in. Oh, that's quite good. People interfering. Coming.
Monmouth.
This is he.
Author of A History of the Kings of Britain.
How could you? I haven't yet arrived at the termination of my magnum opus. Oh,
I've been wanting to do that for hundreds of years. Your book's rubbish, mate. Utter nonsense. Trojans and giants. You're an idiot. Shoot him.
Oh, no, I can't. This character wouldn't shoot an old man.
If he finishes that book, we're all screwed. This is how we save the world.
By murdering an elderly cleric.
Oh, please, don't hurt me.
Shh. He's not real.
How's that?
Okay, he is real. I thought that might make it easier. He exists in all other timelines, though.
Okay, explain that to me.
Okay, Johnson has already detonated the bomb, which means that can't be reversed. That's a big idea, and we can't wipe it out. But if you kill medieval Dan Brown here, he never inflicts his imaginary giant on the world.
What giant?
Geoffrey.
Shh.
So the foundations for the nuclear event will be removed, which means the universe in which that happened will collapse in on itself and will be shifted into another section of the multiverse.
A great giant. Like Gog and Magog. But just one of them. And I'll call him Gog...
You've just given the idea for that giant.
This is why I hate time travel. It doesn't matter, though. We shoot him, we get shifted into another version of the universe. Chances are, he's still there, but the Albion idea just won't have taken hold in quite the same way. Clear?
Bit headachy now.
Gogamon?
We probably won't even remember this. You shift into an alternate universe, your brain tends to erase whatever led up to it for fear of causing itself too much confusion.
You've done this before?
A couple of times. Maybe more, it's a bit hazy.
Well, so the universe I live in has changed a couple of times?
Yes. Yeah. And did you notice? Do you remember Cornish Pixies taking over Parliament and executing the royal family last summer?
What?
Gog Maggot.
Very good. Got there in the end. Can you please shoot him?
No.
You brought this on yourself, mate. Do some proper research next time.
I can't do it. This isn't even his fault. We gave him the giant idea.
Yeah, good point. We should really get some credit for that, shouldn't we?
The giant was my idea.
Mate, we literally just watched you steal it from us. God, I hate writers.
Ha! Ideas like this do not spring from the heads of mere women.
Oh, well, that makes it easier. Cool. Now what?
Oh, God. Seriously?
Sorry!
I'm about to do that. I'm not trapped here with you. You're trapped here with Nathan. You're meant to have your phone on silent.
It is on silent. Except for calls to work.
Well, you might as well answer it now.
Well, this is weird. Sorry, Alan. One minute.
Get the other one.
Hmm? Oh, no, they can't. They're stuck inside the circles.
Parker, you there?
Yeah, I'm on with Johnson.
Does this seem weird?
Yeah, really weird.
Ask him where he is.
He says he's in Whitehall. He just got back from a cobra meeting.
He didn't fall into a big hole.
Ah! Oh, that's quite weird. Hold on.
Kill them!
Yeah, they can't move. That was the big reveal I was building to, but... Hold on.
Everything's fine there. Hello.
Oh, sorry. Robin Hood, Alan Adale, Mrs. Parker.
The chicken!
We will feast on your guts!
Whoa, I'm getting massive deja vu.
I think we saved the world.
I feel like I'd remember that more clearly.
Yeah.
Robin Hood is a troll.
I know.
No, that's funny because of the online thing.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. Hedwig the Wake turned out to be a werewolf. Didn't I tell you that?
Johnson wants us back at the department.
Now?
No, when we're done here. Midwich has gone offline again.
I thought those kids were Miranda's responsibility.
We're her backup, apparently.
Oh, this just gets better. Well, let's go then.
You don't want to do your I'm not trapped here with you, you're trapped here with me thing?
Nah, moment's passed. You do your bit.
In the name of the Lady Men of Kor Gaia and Terra and Ninhursag and Parvati and Pachamama, I send your spirits back into Mother Earth and bind you to her for eternity, that you may know only her warmth and never again breathe the air or turn your faces to the sky. So are we going to tell Johnson what happened?
What? He got possessed by the spirit of old England and dropped a nuclear bomb on the city of London to awaken an ancient giant and destroy the world. I'm not saying I'll never bring it up.
In Albion by Julian Simpson. Lair was played by Nicola Walker, Parker, Phoebe Fox, Johnson, Tim McInerney, Miranda Hyde, Tracy Ann Oberman, Warden Godfrey, Ewan Bailey, Alan Adale, David Holt, Geoffrey of Monmouth, David Collings, and Aid 2, Becky Wright. All other parts were played by members of the cast. The director was Julian Simpson, the producer, Karen Rose. Mythos was a Sweet Talk production for BBC Radio 4.